Ian McGill, you're a veteran of some campaigns to be elected. Do you think this time is going to be your lucky time?
I'm feeling good about this election. I have been campaigning for a long time in this area where I live, where I work. You know, 8 years of hard campaigning on the issues. It does, it gives me an advantage over the, you know, it gives me an advantage over the other guys. We've got folks standing who are living and working in South Queen's Ferry. We've got folks standing, you know, my knowledge of the ward, my knowledge of the issue does give me a clear advantage.
What do you think the main issues for you in this ward are?
The main issues are all linked to a couple key points. The key points are the management of the city in general. So whether that's people talking about trams, the key issue is, have the tram project been managed well for the last 4 years? All five parties voted for the contract in 2008, but it's been managed by the Lib Dems and the SNP. And do people think that project's been managed well? That's a resounding no. There's been a bin dispute dragging on for the last 3 years. Our bin men have been working the rules. Do we think the Lib Dems and SNP have been managing that well? Health and social care in this city has seen the only defeats inflicted on the Lib Dems, SNP and the council. Do we think they've been managing health and social care well in the city? Again, it's a resounding no. Things come right down to how's our city being run? How's our city being managed? And it is, and this election is going to be very much about, are the Lib Dems and the SNP running the city well, or are they not? And people are thinking they're not, and that's why they're going to vote for me.
So you've, this is it, this is your time, you're going to become an Edinburgh councillor.
Well, that's still up to the people, but yeah, I'm in a very good, you know, I'm very confident, I'm in a very good position.
What do you think is different about you from the other candidates? Why do you think people should actually vote for you? What can you bring to the table?
What I bring to the table is something the council is badly lacking, which is some great business experience. So I run a successful business. I have done for years. I've got knowledge. I run hundreds of staff with offices Edinburgh, Glasgow, Belfast. I'm a local boy made good. I was brought up in the area. I went to school, primary school, secondary school in the area. I'm a local boy made good, but also I know the health and social care intimately. That's a third of the council's budget, and it's the most important part for me. And it's a part they're doing so terribly badly on. So it is, you know, health and social care, looking after our most vulnerable people, whether that's the homeless, whether it's the elderly, folks with learning disabilities, folks with physical disabilities, mental health. You know, the council's let these folks down badly over the last 4 years. At the moment, with regards to the homeless people, the council's whole strategy surrounding homelessness is wrong. We're pushing through, we're trying to push through a new strategy for the city. That's not working. They're not consulting. They're not listening to the needs. Basically, the council are ignoring what they see before them.
What can the council do for homeless people, Ian?
The council could start by opening their eyes. The council say, the officials tell us homeless figures are down. The council officials tell us that Edinburgh is an A grade for its homelessness services. But what they ignore is the homeless people they walk past on the streets every day who's sitting drinking up on Hunter Square, if you're on the front page of the evening news, and causing havoc, you're not getting the service that they've been received, they were receiving for years. I ran a night shelter in this city for years. The Lib Dem SNP came in, they shut it down, said it wasn't needed. Well, it is. That's the sort of service that's absolutely needed in the city. And I do, and I find it quite shameful at the moment that we're not providing the best possible services for our homeless people. There needs to be an understanding that one size does not fit all. The council's looking at a very general, broad strokes view towards homelessness, saying, well, if we can put a homeless person in a B&B, then that's our homelessness fix. It's not, it doesn't begin to address the issues that have caused the homelessness, which may be drugs, it may be alcohol, maybe relationship breakdown, it may be repeat criminal activity, it may be abuse, it may be mental health. There's so many different reasons why folks find themselves on the streets. The council's not taking into account those different reasons, and it's not investing the support that's required to address those issues that will make people be able to sustain a tenancy.
Okay, so you're hoping that you would go in, and this would be your focus, would be the things that you know best, which are health, social care, homeless people, things like that. But is there any other area of council business that you think you could have an impact on?
Absolutely. You know, my focus would be health and social care. That's my, you know, that's my big passion. But everything in the city, as I touched on at the start, it's about, is the city being well managed? the council is stewarding our city and our finances in a fit and proper way. Well, actually, no, I don't think they are. Having run my business for several years now, I know the importance of stewardship of other people's money. You know, it's a big responsibility to run a city, and I don't think the current councillors are doing a good enough job of that stewarding of our city and stewarding of our finances. Coming from the business world, I know the importance of that, because we have to raise every penny ourselves. Do you know, there's no, if we're not doing a good job and not doing things properly, then we're not running a business. The councillors don't get that.
Yep.
But bringing some business experience there, knowing very much the impact of every decision I take, and making sure I know the impact of signing every contract that I would ever sign, making sure I know how to manage a staff team and run a staff team, has valuable things for a councillor to bring to the table, and the other guys, I don't see them having that. With Dems and the SNP, they are running the city and the Lord Provost casting votes, so there are as many administration councillors as there are opposition. If they lose one, it was an SNP councillor stood down, so if they don't replace him with a Lib Dem or an SNP, then that administration will fall. So the people lucky enough to have a vote on Thursday in Edinburgh City Centre Ward, they can bring down this unpopular council.
And do you think it is so unpopular?
Yeah, you've got to get out on the doorsteps and go to the public meetings. We've had two public meetings so far. There's a third one tonight. And I've never seen... I'm almost starting to feel sorry for the SNP candidate, especially. I've never seen a candidate hissed in a hustings before. But he was even getting hissed the other night. You know, that's how unpopular this SNP Lib Dem council is.